Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Guess what?
Well,
it's a special week. It's our 50th episode.
No, that is mental. How have we sat down and done this 50 times?
50 weeks.
Okay, so we've basically, it's our 50th episode. So we wanted to do something, shake it up a little bit. Even though we've just found out that our year anniversary will be in 2 weeks, we thought we'd be doing a say it, shot it.
Say it or shot it.
All right, let's...
just messing it up already.
But before we do that, we've got some serious topical news
we
to talk about.
We need to discuss.
Will Smith. What do you
think? I just cannot... So Toby sent me the meme in the morning and I went... I just woken up and I was like, surely that's not real. And then the more I watched it and listened to it, I was like, uh-oh. And then I like obviously read a bit about it and was like, oh my God, this is terrible, terrible business.
I had the same situation. So I was, Melissa and I had like quite a big weekend, disclaimer. So we're both slightly jaded.
Still jaded.
I honestly have got a 5-day hangover.
It's crazy.
I never want to drink again apart from today.
And also, yeah, we have a lot to discuss from that crazy, crazy night, don't we?
Anyway, I was like really sleepy and I got woken up, Jamie being like a ruckus. He was like, look at this. You're not going to believe it, Will Smith. He's still, ladies and gentlemen, can you all slide into his DMs and tell him how wrong he is? He still is convinced it's a setup. He thinks Will Smith and Chris Rock are the best of friends and that it was all to get viewers. It's driving me insane because the stubbornness of him, he will not listen to me. That quite clearly is not a setup. It was obviously
so obviously like not a setup.
Why would Will Smith want to ruin his career?
And also even the guy saying the joke, who obviously I don't believe he knew about Will Smith's wife's condition, otherwise he never would have made the joke. No one's that evil.
Especially someone
doing that, presenting a show like that, he would never.
And equally, you know how like when Will got annoyed about it, he was like, it's a G.I. Jane joke. Like he kept repeating it, being like, I don't really get what the problem is.
Yeah, why are you being so...
Which obviously I so understand. If you watch it back, Jada obviously does get offended and totally rightfully so. Like it's a...
But then no one knew, he didn't know and a lot of people didn't know
I didn't know and I read a lot and I had no idea. Perhaps he hadn't listened
like
to Red Table or whatever, but... Yeah, I mean, it was pretty outrageous of Will Smith, not gonna lie.
Really outrageous.
Can't really see it, almost does look fake.
I almost thought, like, he's avoided it. I thought he's moved his head out of the way so quick.
Maybe he did.
That he dodged ever, like, being touched, and it was more like the shock of him, like, coming onto the stage. No, I can't. It's horrendous. But it is, as, what's his name? The Rock, Chris Rock said.
The greatest moment in TV.
That is the greatest moment in TV. Like, sure, whoa. For a long old time, that will be.
It's honestly shocking. I wish someone had showed Jada's reaction to it.
I know, but I feel like that her reaction is probably just like so embarrassed. Like she's probably just mortified. But then more so, it's like...
It's the shouting.
I would then be
the
so mortified that my husband wouldn't go up and try and punch the guy. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'd be so upset if my husband
There's
did that.
There's two things that are going to obviously upset her. The joke. But then she probably would have been like, that was a shitty joke. But I understand you didn't know my condition. But then, like, the whole, like, going and punching is just...
And it's the shouting. It was the shouting. Yeah. It was the shouting. Get my... Don't...
And then he sat down and carried on shouting. And I was like, surely you've done enough.
Oh, God, the whole thing was just a tragedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was beyond.
When he was sat down shouting, don't you ever fucking say my wife's name again.
I know, it's so rude.
And he was like... And you can see his face. He's like... What? Like, what just happened? Like, did that actually just happen?
Chris Rock handled it really well, I thought.
Yeah, he did.
Although it's so weird, but I actually just think this goes to anything. Everyone then pipes out like, Chris Rock's such a bad bloke. Like, no, no one fucking knows him. We're not famous. Let's all just shush. Not that Melissa and I say a bitch about everyone on this program, but broadcast, but
on this program.
Yeah, we are our own program. I just feel like I've got to defend him in some way because I feel like Chris Rock's getting loads of shit from it. I'm like, and Will Smith's almost getting away with it.
No.
And I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm Will Smith's like big, I love him. But like, sorry, let's not like Chris Rock. I really
violence
don't
is
think
never it, the answer, kids.
Yeah. Anyway, on a lighter note,
we're going to talk about the goodie bags from the Oscars because that's a real positive outcome from this.
All right, go on then. Spill the beans.
So apparently, the goodie bags at the Oscars are worth $100,000.
That is absolutely mental.
But there is a plot of land from Scotland, which is obviously the main bizarre thing that they've shoved in there. They've just got to be more and more creative every time, probably, and it's just going to get a bit silly at this point.
Yeah, it's worth more than 100K, and it's 76 grand in goodies. So obviously, it's like 13 grand per lot of land.
Oh my God,
which, you know,
wow.
That's a bit of hefty land, isn't it?
So you've got like, they've got like a plot of land. Oh, so I love these. There's pictures, guys. There's an article
on
The Independent, and it shows you everything. This is fascinating.
Tell me more. So what do they have?
Okay, so they've got, the first one is the plot of land.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's the first one anyway. It's kind of loading weirdly. Then they've got some banging chocolate-covered pretzels.
Well, surely they're not worth that much.
I don't know. But it gives the prices of stuff. So there's something else that's worth $700.
They can choose to take the advantage of the celebrity arms liposuction treatment. That is savage. Sorry. In a world where we're trying to like highlight that beauty's from within, they give the celebrities arm liposuction treatment.
Oh my God, liposuction treatment. Which is reportedly worth $9,500.
That is so outrageous. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's given, they've got extra virgin olive oil, which is worth £55. Manuka honey, these chocolate pretzels. God, that olive oil.
They've got a life coach. That olive oil is stunning.
Looks honestly phenomenal.
Love they've a got a life coach, which is £532 per session, as if any of them are going to use that.
Oh my God.
Should we have a little check-in at the Oscar outfits? Which one did you love?
Okay, so the after-party situation. I didn't actually know that there was more than one after-party. I thought there was just the Vanity Fair one, but apparently there's honestly like six.
Yeah, there's like a Sony one. There's loads. I would obviously only just really care about going to the Vanity Fair because of Kimmy K and Hailey Bieber.
And obviously it feels like anyone relevant went there. Lol,
well, did Zendaya go there?
I think she probably did. Oh no, she probably went to the Netflix one, to be fair.
Oh, see, there'd be
no,
like some big,
I need
no,
to see
like
Hailey Bieber in real life.
Selma Hayek and like people like that who I'd love, and like Adam Sandler. But do you reckon he went to the Oscars? Anyway, people don't like know. That would have gone to like a Sony one or like, I don't know. Some
I don't
other
think
one.
Sony had one, did they?
Well, I don't know. But anyways, and should we move on to like looks? Because
yeah,
I've got a lot to
but
say
I do
about
also
that.
Have to say one thing. I'm desperate to meet Hailey Bieber, but I did watch her recent thing with Emily Ratajkowski, who also's look was really quite cool at the Vanity Fair thing. Very like different party-ish, but
where
like
where are you
stunning.
Finding these people?
Just on Insta.
So wait, well I'm looking.
So I don't know if you've watched the video. You need to watch it after this. The you know, she does the my bathroom thing. She gets in the celebs. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how bad the conversation was. Just so
between who Hayley and
unstimulating, and like it just seemed like they were both so bored in each other's company.
Really?
Which really upsets me because I've only ever seen one of other
I'm not
two
a huge
others
fan
of Hayley's
fan of Emma,
videos.
I'm not gonna lie.
To be fair, I mean, I'm not really too sure, but I don't like know what she's like talking.
It's probably
wise.
Just a jealousy thing, but I'm just a bit like.
I love what
is
she
it
wears.
Really
and I love
fair
her
that
pictures.
She pops out a baby and then posts herself half naked the next day. Like you are making all the rest of us women want to cry.
Yeah, but like, don't hate on people that naturally are just like that. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but equally, like.
I know
you just like hide so, it a bit,
God,
put on a baggy jumper.
You
pretend.
Alien, you're so unfair.
Look, jealousy's a real thing. I'm just gonna own it.
Yeah. So Hayley.
But also, there is something I'm not quite sure. I don't know why. I just don't warm to her. I don't think she'd be
fine.
That lols.
Yeah, you just don't warm to her personality if she even really.
Because we met
one.
So many times and had a coffee.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Didn't
and you
like
just
her.
Didn't like her, and you just decided the friendship wasn't for you. Melissa's way more fun.
Yeah, Melissa's much better.
But you know, so Hayley's the bathroom thing that she did with Kendall was actually funny because they're obviously.
They're both
friends
jokes. We love that,
but they're obviously friends and know each other, whereas you could tell it was just awkward. That's the best way to describe it. It was awkward. If anyone else has watched it, please can you write in and just tell me what you thought, because I almost had to stop watching. I was like, this makes me feel uncomfortable.
I watched it with Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and I thought they were both amazing.
That one wasn't too bad.
I was like, oh, they're both so cute. And it made me love Rosie.
Rosie's wholesome mum, like British humour. Yeah,
fucking funny.
I like that one too. Those are the only two that I've watched, and I've also watched her skincare one, but she's by herself. And then the one with Emily Ratt really disappointed me.
Right, well, we've gone off completely on a tangent. We were talking about the looks from the Oscars.
Sorry. Obviously, Hayley's look was
unbelievable. I thought it was unreal, but I wasn't like blown away. But
I wasn't blown away by the dress itself, but the way she wore it and her makeup and everything in the back was unbelievable.
She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, really stunning.
Okay, I need to go back onto it.
Who didn't you like the look of?
I was disappointed in Kimmy K, and I'll tell you why. I just think, like, you've done that tight look with the gloves and the sock boots and your whole body being skin covered tight up. But covered up. Like, let's get some glitz on you. Let's, like, mix it up a bit.
So
we've
agree.
Seen the Balenciaga vibe. Like, I'm sure she was wearing Balenciaga.
So agree.
I'm just a bit done with it. Kendall on the other side, never seen her wear a dress
stunning.
Like that. Stunning. She mixed up. Always looks amazing. Loved Courtney's after-party look.
I don't know what it is about her dress. I'm honestly, like...
I love it.
It's so cool. It's kind of like... semi-gothic but not, and also glitzy and like suits her and is flattering, and like he looks really cool with her. Like they just look a banging couple in there.
Zendaya obviously pulls it out of the bag every time in that suit, and her actual Oscar outfit was
phenomenal
with the sparkly
Sydney
skirt.
Sweeney's outfit for the after party was really beautiful. Really,
there's
really,
no
really
ones
pretty.
That I didn't really love. I mean, I honestly love Courtney's after party.
No, Kristen Stewart's is really bad. It looks like she's put on her granny's knit curtain and shoved a big bow on the front. It really does. Why are the buttons going down
I
so low?
Really,
don't like that.
Kim's my worst. I really didn't like that bright blue with that those black sock boots.
Same.
It's just like
so uninspiring.
So much better.
I could honestly buy that from like the local
Pretty
store
thing.
And just put a load of tights all over myself. Do you know what I mean? Just put a giant tight on
thought
myself.
Thought Dakota Johnson's feathery
unbelievable.
Sequin looked beautiful.
But I am going to say that must be a logistical nightmare at an after party. Can you imagine all the people standing on that ripping off you?
Everywhere. She also has got something like kind of birdie about her, you know?
It's just like very delicate face. Lovely. Kelly Rowland looks really good too.
They all kind of look really great. The only person who, like, always is stunning, and I'm such... You know I think she always looks 10 out of 10, is Kim, who I was just a bit underwhelmed. I was like,
so
agree. I really didn't like the blue. I just
pull it out of the bag, Kim.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, well, this is where we get to the fun bit, which I've got this smell of tequila wafting through my nose.
Okay, so obviously this is the shot it. Let's say it or shot it.
Okay.
Segment.
So basically, if you don't want to answer the question, you have to shot it or do a shot of tequila.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, the first question.
Are we doing it?
You guys have also written these questions into us. So.
And also question, are we doing it both? So we both have to answer the question, or is it alternative?
Oof, good idea.
I think we both do.
We
right?
both answer the question.
Okay. What do you dislike most about each other?
Right. Mine is going to be that you make me do shots when we go out, because you did make me do a shot because I confirmed it with Toby at the dinner table and it really made me feel sick.
Okay. Mine is, what don't I like most about you?
When I had my cough, that really pissed you off.
Oh, God, that can't be it. What? There's got to be something.
To be fair, I really struggled.
I really don't know.
Quite like you.
I quite like you.
You're going to have to take a shot then if you can't think of anything.
My glass is great.
Off she goes. That was a pathetic sip. To be fair, I'm only going to do the tiniest weeniest
sip. Sorry, it's midday. That is heinous. That's burning my insides.
Yeah. Oh my God, the next question is so savage.
Oh my God, I can't wait to answer that one. Okay, go on. You've got to shot it as well. You can't say the fact that I make you do a shot. That's not a good enough answer.
No, the next question.
All right.
No, the next question is hell. Worst hookup you've ever had. Are we answering for one another?
No, we have to
answer. Am I
going to
answer for myself? Am I going to answer for her?
No, we
what
answer
I think
for
her
ourselves.
Worst hookup is. Right, I'm going to answer for what I think yours worst one is. Isn't that savage that way?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, this is so mean. Sam Thompson. Well, who else is it going to be fair? Like, they've actually been quite good. Sam is really not a bad one to be hooking up with, but it's just out of...
There you go. My number's very low, ladies and gentlemen. So
it is.
Slim pickings.
Right, what's mine?
Harry, you go back. No, this is so mean.
Oh no, it is so mean.
This is so mean.
But also, neither of us have. Yeah, this is, you asked for this, guys. To be fair, we could have just shotted that, but not answered it. But I feel like that's just quite okay. Right. MIC, shag, marry, avoid.
By the way, putting just aside disclaimer, your current babes. They weren't that bad.
Guys, weren't bad. They're lovely boys, but we just had to answer the question. It's quite funny.
Yeah, lots. All right. Made in Chelsea, shag, marry, avoid, putting aside your current babes. Okay.
My current babe is not a main Chelsea.
Neither's mine.
That's fine. Okay, right. I'm going to go through the list. I would marry James Taylor because I think he's great.
Oh, really? That's
great. Yeah. I'm going to... God, who's even on the show anymore that's a boy?
So you've got Harvey, Tristan, Miles, Fred Ferrier, Julius. Is it Julius? Yeah. Who else? That's it, isn't it?
I think that is it.
Oh, Digby.
Is he back up? Yeah.
Go on, skiddy up.
Oh, I'm not really sure if I can answer this question.
Oh, Rez.
I'm going to have to just take a shot because I cannot answer this question.
Mine would be...
I can easily marry a few people, but I can't have sex with them.
Yeah, same. I can marry a few, but I don't think I can...
Right, shot again.
Yeah, I'm shotting that one too.
File. To be fair, that was the tiniest, pathetic. That wasn't a shot, guys. That was a sip. So
why are you letting them move? They can't see.
Because obviously I'm not going to do 10 shots right now because I'll be on the floor.
Okay.
On the
craziest
floor.
Place you've had sex?
Just like... I'm not going to answer this question.
Why not?
Because it's... Oh no, I just don't want
to. No, you've got to. Now I really need to know.
It's just a bit disgusting.
Tell me.
I just like...
not in a nightclub.
No.
Where?
I just...
On the kitchen table.
Sorry, no, that's not that adventurous. That happened.
Well, what?
It was out in the middle of like the street, like in a hot country, basically. No one was about.
With who?
I can't disclose this information.
Mine was actually also in a hot country.
It's in the hot, it's the heat, because you come almost just like with semi inside. I don't know what. And you've got no clothes on, basically.
Actually, mine was a ski lift. It wasn't sex, but as... Oh, God. Right, if you had to date each other's exes, who would it be and why?
Oh,
well, slim pickings for me.
And me?
No, I've had a few. Sam, you could date Harvey.
No, I would date Mitt. I know you.
Mitt is not my
you
ex.
Went, oh, no, but you dated him. I'm taking him as an ex.
Sorry, you cannot take Mitt as a... We dated your maiden Chelsea. No, that's illegal. You can't take that as an ex.
I'm taking it as an ex.
No,
there is none of your exes that I will ever fucking date.
It's a game.
Actually, no, wait. Who else did you date?
Oh,
we know dating ex-boyfriends, fine. We have to clarify the difference.
Yeah, ex-boyfriends. So you've got Sam or Harvey.
We're going to take a shot.
Okay. I've only met one of yours. Harry. This is really quite mean, this game.
Savage. You guys are savage.
Is this as savage as Hayley's was? Because otherwise we're just looking like bitches.
You guys are asked us
to say these. I don't want to be
called
a mean
girl. We're
giving
the people what they want. No, we're shotting.
Okay, fine.
We didn't answer those questions.
Most famous person to slide into DMs. Oh, no, I'm shotting that because I'm too cringe to be
Lando
listen.
Norris. I have to just put that there because that's quite baller. He's an F1 driver.
Isn't he like 2 foot tall?
Yeah, but I don't care. He's an F1 driver. Really quite
cool. Nothing wrong with being small.
Yeah, you bitch. What are you talking about?
Dolly, I'm marrying Jamie.
No, to be fair, I don't think he's that short. I think he's, maybe he is. I think he's actually like 5'7", 5'8". You're right, that is quite small.
But they're
all quite small, to be fair, those F1 drivers. Got to fit in the cars.
Okay, I won't tell you who mine was, but he was on Gossip Girl, so there we go.
Ooh, yours is better than mine, for sure.
Worst brand you wanted. I'm not answering that.
God, guys.
Shot.
They really are savage.
No, that absolutely went down a hell of a terrible way.
I'm sipping it. I just need something like to go. I almost need a lemon to suck
on. No, this is so funny. Have you ever fancied one of my boyfriends? I think we've discovered that's a no.
Absolutely not. Sophie definitely fancies my current boyfriend a little bit, but he doesn't.
He is stunning.
Oh, that's my question for you.
Worst thing you've... Oh, yeah, one
you've
of my
done
boyfriends.
On a
yeah, I should have said, yeah. No, I don't really. I just love him so much. Worst thing I've done on a night out?
I vomited, like, into my hands once. That was pretty... But that's, like, I've not done anything terrible.
I peed myself by mistake when I was really young. I was, like, 16.
Why does the bladder lose control?
And, like, it was really bad. I was on holiday, and my sister was like... Oh, and I also walked into the pool. My sister was like this way home and I just walked straight into the wall. She was like, Sophie turned around at Bob heading.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. But it was like back when I went to a strip in Porto Penice and I was like in Linnekers and you know when you're so young, God, four yeah, sex yeah, yeah. on the beaches and I was just reckless.
Yeah. God, sex on the beach, that's such a kid's drink, isn't it?
The biggest lie you've told a partner.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you, my first ever boyfriend, a guy called Hugo, when I was like, I must have been like 15 or 16. And I told him that I was really, I don't know why I lied about this. It's actually so bizarre. I told him I was really good at playing golf because he loved playing golf. And he went, what's your handicap? And I was like, Dad, what's a good handicap? And my dad told me, like, I don't know, what is a good handicap? And I said it.
Oh shit. And that's really good.
We ended up, and it was really good. And then we ended up, this is when we were just chirping or like chatting.
Oh no, he took you to a little golfing set.
And then he ended up telling all his friends I was really good at playing golf. And uh-oh. I could never say, I lied because I was like, why? So I kind of broke up with him purely for that reason.
Well, you just couldn't carry on with
the
lie.
I was like,
lie.
I can't keep going and making excuses for reasons I can't
I've
go
never
play
really
golf
told
with you.
A big old lie. To be, that's such an innocent lie. I've never told a big old lie where I've like fully cheated on someone and like had to hide it from the shit
well,
like that.
Me saying I'm good at golf isn't cheating on him.
No, I know, but if you're lying about something and like you've had to fully lie about it and cover it up. I've never done anything like, I've never even done the golfing lie, to be fair. The worst lie I've ever, most full-on lie that I can even recall that I've done, I might have lied for my boyfriend when I was like 15, but I can't remember if I did or not. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, with Toby when we pretended that
exactly,
you were
exactly, that I went to the house party and I didn't, and I went home and cried to Sophie on the phone.
Yeah, quite
which
sweet,
Which is just
really.
Quite a sweet lie, actually.
Okay, we've done the game. I feel a little bit...
I feel a little bit like I've revealed too much about myself there.
Same, I feel a little bit drunk.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey girls, I absolutely love the podcast. You two are literally exactly like my girlfriends. It feels like I'm listening to our own voice in chats every time I listen to you both. That is so sweet. So this is my dilemma. Why do you girls love toxicity? I recently was seeing a guy who would totally love bomb me and our dates, but then go radio silent in between. And then once they finish, I had a spicy connection with a guy I met at the theatre, one of the actors.
Ooh.
Who was literally making eye contact with me the whole time.
Wowza.
We got on so well afterwards, despite him being shorter than me and not my type at all. I really liked him and we were messaging for a bit, but turns out he had a long distance girlfriend. For fuck's sake. Yeah, I still fancy him. So here is my dilemma. There are some really nice guys on Hinge I've been chatting to, but when I go on dates, I'm always left disappointed because I don't get butterflies and they're too nice. Am I the problem here? Why do girls love toxicity? I seem to only be attracted to lads, but 9 times out of 10, they end up hurting me. Is it worth trying to go on second dates with the nice guys, even though I don't feel the spark on the first time?
I think a spark is so essential. For me, anyway, like, it's so, so essential.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially, like, learning my lessons. Like, I have done the nice guy thing and, like, given that I go because prior to that, I had a really toxic relationship. Yeah. And for some reason, we are drawn into it. I don't know what it is. It's almost like you crave the drama a bit. It's something in our brain.
It's got to be, like, some Freudian slip of us all.
It's,
but
we all have it. Even boys have it. And, like, every human has it. That's why we watch stuff on TV that's filled with drama because it does something to something in us.
Yeah.
It excites
thrills
us a bit.
It's
yeah.
an adrenaline.
It's a bizarre, thrilling thing. And obviously, I don't think you being treated having a spark with someone and being treated like you're a piece of shit is a completely different thing. Yeah. So like, I've got such a spark with Toby, but like, he's so wonderful and nice to me. So like, I think that's like, yeah, finding the balance. Same. Whereas like, I've also had a boyfriend that was just so nice to me, but there was no spark. So you've got to find that balance, right? Also,
I still can't believe that. But how did then you decide to just go for it? Were you just like, oh, he's so,
because I had had such a toxic, horrible relationship before that. At first, I guess because you're quite young and we are drawn into the toxicity, like, it's all the making up and then like the arguments and then the making up. It's very dramatic, but it's addictive. It's weird. But it got to a point where it was going on for so long, it drained the life out of me. And I was like, I just need to be loved and just have someone really lovely.
Yeah.
You know, you almost forget about what's important when you've been treated like that. It's quite weird. Anyway, I think there's a big difference between having a spark with someone and someone being a dick to you, and having a long distance girlfriend and being a lad who's not nice, you know?
But I also think that perhaps there's something in like your mind that you're almost like stopping yourself from allowing yourself to have a spark because you're like, oh, they're too nice. You know, when you're like, oh, they're too nice.
But sometimes someone just can be like such a charmer and such a gentleman.
You've got to have a spark.
You've got to have the spark.
There's got to be something there. You just know if you know.
Is like an example of someone in a film who's actually a really nice guy, but gives such a sparky vibe? Can we just imagine that?
Adam Sandler to me. I kind of fancy him a bit. He makes me laugh. Anyone who makes you laugh, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, Sophie loves a good joker.
I don't love a good joker, but like, I need someone. I don't know. But like, you laugh with Toby. Like, find each other so funny.
There's just got to be a spark.
It's a je ne sais quoi that's just between you and them.
You have to also like remove yourself from toxicity, because toxicity is not good for anybody. You can have a spark without having the toxic.
Yes,
100%.
I've got it, and yeah,
it does exist.
It does exist. Okay, I'm really sorry. I hope that helped.
Do feel for you though. We've all been drawn into that toxic vibe. Yeah. Don't worry, it's happened to all of us.
I do think it's like a something you might grow out of as well.
100%. Like,
It's a phase of your life and a stage and like just a chapter. And you know, every chapter makes a book, right?
Oof, God. Oh, God. Wow, so what was that?
Out of nowhere. Right, bride or bridezilla?
I think you've been a pretty good bride.
I think I've been a stunning bride this week.
Who do I?
Because I've not even really mentioned the wedding.
Stunning. No. I remember you went radio silent on me on Friday and you were like, I've done so much for the wedding.
Oh, it's true. I've been a stunning bride.
She's been a stunning bride.
Yeah, did so much for the wedding. Spoke to my wedding planner for a whole day, basically. Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
What about you?
My Noxy Single Diaries is, we had the run-in with the ex. So the current boyfriend met the ex. That was a funny moment. Oh my God,
yeah, this is on Saturday night, guys.
That was a pinnacle moment. To be fair, we did manifest that, because how many times were we talking about him, and Sophie was like, we're going to see him now.
That's so weird, yeah, because on Thursday, but like, we were basically strolling about where he was and Melissa was like, we're going to see him. And I was like,
we're going to see him.
Lo and behold, Saturday, we turn around, he's right there.
And Toby walks over with drinks and goes, don't want to freak anyone out, but I'm pretty sure Harry Barron's like right here. And suddenly he was like a shark right behind Toby. Like, and I was like, shark. He's behind you.
He's behind you.
Yeah, but everyone met. It was lovely, friendly.
I kept being like, have you met Toby? Have you met Toby? They had a hug. It was quite sweet.
Yeah. So that moment happened.
Lovely stuff.
Been and gone.
And then Jamie spoke to him and Melissa was so drunk. She was like, Jamie, what?
Stop speaking to him now. It's weird.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a bit weird.
It was.
That was your Not So Single Diaries. That was quite a big pinnacle moment.
That was a big pinnacle moment in our relationship. Toby did very well.
He did very well. He took it like a man that he is.
God, he's such a man.
Such a man. Rate the wine. We didn't drink any because we shot a tequila, and I'm going to rate it a 7 because I feel quite drunk.
I'm going to rate it a 4 because it's disgusting, and every time I do a tequila shot, I now feel really sick.
Oh, do you feel sick now? No, you feel a little
How
bit
How do
fast.
You not remember this tequila shot?
Don't tell everyone that I had like mind blank from Saturday. I don't want it.
No. Toby was like, no, we didn't do shots. And then I said, all I can remember is taking half a shot. I do this, guys. I like sip at shots, which is so not the thing to do, which is what I've done today, which is why I've probably not even had a full shot. I sipped half of it, licked the lemon, then went back for the other half and then had the lemon. You were watching me like, what the fuck are you doing? Do you not remember that?
I don't really remember it. Okay, let's not draw attention to the fact I don't remember.
Guys,
I
don't remember so many patches.
We had a lovely day.
The last day of the sunshine.
No.
Yeah. Detox.
We're detoxing.
After today.
God, we're terrible, aren't we?
Terrible, isn't it?
But anyway, guys, we love you.
We do love you.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.